Hey, Sarah and Vijaya.
Hey, Michael, hey, what's Michael? Up?
Hey, the episode hasn't started yet.
Oh.
Why the heck not?
I want to listen to it, weird? Though.
But we wanted to say thank you to everybody for the huge response for our Kickstarter. And we're super excited to do season 3.
You guys rock so much. It is so exciting.
Thank you.
We love you.
I have cried so many times.
I legitimately have cried.
We have hit our goal, but there is still a week left, so you can still get in there. And there's lots of really, really neat stuff, mugs and shirts and all that stuff, which are all really cool looking.
And you can, like, if, even for, like, just a tiny bit of money, like, I'm, like, broke as a joke, and I just, you know, I don't have a phone right now because I lost it. but... For, like, just a little bit of money, you can watch us play Fiasco, and you can, you know, see all this really cool content, and it's going to be super, super cool, so you should join us.
You can watch us be mad at each other while we try to beat each other.
Yeah.
Quizzitch.
Behind-the-scenes Quizzitch Cup, which, by the way, guys, gets real heated, and we edit that a lot. We edit a lot of that out, so.
It's even worse in real life.
There are so many swears you're missing.
Yeah, we got super nervous second season, and I'm pretty sure we're going to bring it to the max and be super nervous, and we're going to lose 10 pounds by just sweating.
Come watch
us sweat.
I think we will have a Quizzitch Cup possibly presentation.
We'll see. So if you have more than a little money, we did actually add another game of Fiasco, so you can actually play Fiasco with us. But it is so fun, and so we would like you to join us for that. So jump on Kickstarter and
Michael,
you forgot
to mention the guest spot.
Oh yeah, there is another guest spot.
Oh, holy crap!
We added another one of those.
Something with us, yeah, on like the podcast.
Yeah, like do like is there something in season in prison? Okay, so Prisoner of Azkaban is a very popular book. I know for a fact. Do you have a theory on time travel? Do you, like me, believe that time isn't linear and kind of has a problem a little bit with the time turner sometimes? Come and talk to us.
Do you also hate the Patronus that Pottermore chose for you?
Oh my god, I hate it so much.
I'm so majestic. I love mine, but if you love yours or hate yours, come and talk to us about Patronuses. Like, you can be a guestpert. You can be like a Harry Potter whiz on our show.
Yeah. Or not. You can just come and laugh at us.
Oh yeah, that too. You don't have to know.
Are you one of those people that say that you yell at us playing Quizzitch because you think you would do better than us, then come and prove it, bro. You know?
Yeah, come on and have like a challenge round with us. We'll do that too.
Oh, heck yeah.
We'll take you right on.
horribly.
So we've got one more week if you're listening right as this comes out. November 9th, I believe, is the last day.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So get in there quick because... time's almost up. The other thing that we want to talk about real quick is there are GeeklyCon tickets on sale now.
GeeklyCon!
I'm so excited.
Go to geeklycon.com and grab your tickets. Those will sell out as well. And I'm sure we'll do another Eurowizardary panel this year because it was probably the best part of GeeklyCon last year.
It was pretty fun. I mean, guys, GeeklyCon was... So, I'm not going to lie to you guys. GeeklyCon was super fun last year.
Yeah, that was your first one, right?
That was my first GeeklyCon. It was really awesome. And I already have my ticket for next GeeklyCon in St. Louis.
Yes. So come.
We may or may not be hanging out with Nelly and the St. Lunatics. We will not. But, you know, you don't know. We'll see what happens.
There was a trivia pub crawl. There was escape games. There was playing board games. There were panels from like Cast of Thrones. There was like the
Dragons.
Drunks and Dragons had their awesome like live stuff. That was so so funny.
And I hear this new and upcoming podcast called Brute Force.
What?
Tell me more. Yeti Mirka is gonna maybe have a live show.
That would be so cool.
It's gonna be very, very fun. So please come and join us. It's July 20th through 23rd in St. Louis. That's in 2017. You can grab a ticket now. There is also, we don't have to, geeklycon.com, we don't have to go into all the details, but there's also going to be a really awesome cocktail party, kickoff party thing where we're going to get drinks at the hotel.
And BT Dubs, as an East Coaster who recently visited St. Louis, super fun city. So definitely check it out.
And if you come to the, do GeeklyCon and to the cocktail hour, I will give you a hug.
Well, there you go. That's worth the price of admission.
Probably not. I mean, you probably don't want my hug, but you'll get one regardless. So,
all right. Well, let's start this episode.
Oh yeah, let's do it.
What do you say?
You're a wizard, Harry. Welcome to the Harry Potter Book Club for the Chamber of Secrets with
Sarah Tompkins,
Vijaya Shrestha,
and I'm Michael DeMauro. This week we discuss Chapter 18 of the Chamber of Secrets, Dobby's Reward. We wrap up our book club and we have our final battle for the Quidditch Cup. This last week has been the most tense week
Look
of our
at
life.
His face.
As
I haven't slept all week.
As we prepared for the final Quidditch Cup.
I can't even win and I haven't slept.
Last week, in the most dramatic fashion, Michael took the lead. And has a the thinnest possible lead of 0.5 points. Over Vijaya. Sarah's not really involved in this game anymore.
She could still be.
She played spoiler last week, that's for fucking sure.
I didn't mean to. I just my brain and pride get ahead of me. I gotta check that pride at the door.
But yeah, whoever ends up this week with the most points will be awarded the second Quidditch Cup.
I'm so nervous.
I mean, I haven't slept.
I have, and I'm ready. So
it has been a rough week. Who goes first this week? It's Sarah.
Really?
Immediately, Vijaya and Michael face off.
Okay, are you ready, guys?
A point. The lead is in the balance.
Oh, and remember, okay, rules, Michael. You can't buzz in until the end of the question.
All right, sorry.
Okay. How long do the effects of Polyjuice Potion last?
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, I don't know the answer.
1 hour. Michael,
it is an hour. That was like a five-year-old glee.
There.
I thought that you would know that, Vijaya. I don't know.
Okay.
Okay. I'm ready.
Should I go next?
Yeah, yeah. Whoever's turn it is should go next.
All right, I'm going to go next. Name 4 of Gilderoy Lockhart's books required for the Defense Against the Dark Arts class.
4?
Yeah, name 4 of them.
I only know like 2.
Well, then give it a... Come on. You know more than 2.
God damn it.
All right, Vijaya has rung in, apparently.
No.
I don't know.
Gadding with ghouls.
Traveling with trolls. I think those are the only.
Think about your character.
Hold on.
Your character.
Yapping with yetis.
You're with the yeti.
Year with the yetis.
Warlocks.
No, there's nothing with warlocks.
No, there's one with warging with werewolves.
Wandering with werewolves. Yep, you got it.
Yep. Got it. 3.
Did you say war games with werewolves?
She said wandering. Yep. I'm pretty sure that's what I heard.
How many is that? 3?
I got 3.
Hold on. Which monsters did I say it?
You said gadding with ghouls, Yetis, wandering with werewolves.
Dancing with Draculas.
Travels with trolls.
Dancing with Draculas.
No. Would they be called Draculas? No. What's another word for Draculas?
Dragons.
I wish you could see my face right now.
There's hags. There's banshees.
God, friend zoning
vampires.
That's
vampires.
Banshees.
I was thinking with vampires.
Break with a banshee, gadding with ghouls, holidays with hags, travels with trolls, voyages with vampires, wanderings with
voyages of vampires,
and year with the Yeti. I will
friend zoning friend zoning Frankenstein.
At least two of them, so I should get half a point.
Definitely a 0.5.
Ostracizing ogres. Ostracizing. Yeah, and friend-zoning Frankensteins. I could just go on, guys.
Bussing with beholders.
Yep. And I would say grinding with ghouls, but they already had a ghouls thing, but maybe he went back and had some more time.
They could be aghast. Grind with aghast.
That's true.
Or gargoyle.
That would be very up close and personal. Oh, grinding with gargoyles. That's up close and personal at the discotheque.
All right. Are you all ready?
Mm-hmm.
Am I going to lose this either way, Michael?
I'm full of regret. I'm full of, I have instant guilt. I hate winning things. Go ahead, Vijaya.
In the second Harry Potter film, what spell does Gilderoy Lockhart try to get rid of the pixies?
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah?
It's really long and it has two P's. It's like... that's all I got.
Oh, that's
it's
not,
like, Pellegrino's pixie get rid of her.
That's pixie paralysis.
No. Neither one of you get one.
I don't know what the answer is to that.
What is it?
Pesky pixie pepperoni.
Pixie paralysis is way better. Actually,
I was thinking of the book. The book version is.
I can't believe I lost. Can
you believe it?
I don't. You know what, Michael? I'm haunting you.
I got 13 unlucky points.
Yeah, you know, that is actually, I'm going to haunt you, and that score is going to haunt you.
Jaya got 12, Sarah got 7.5.
I got nothing.
Thank you, everybody. It was the best Quidditch Cup ever.
Moaning Myrtle's last name is Warren. It's Warren, Michael. You could have asked it.
Hey, guys.
No one cheated, which was great.
R.I.P.
Only Michael cheated. I'm not giving up my trophy. We are headed to Mexico.
Vijaya made the deal with the Harry Potter mob, and she is no longer
Vijaya.
After this.
Don't cry. It's okay.
Well, I'm about to die, Michael.
You can have the cup. I don't care.
It doesn't matter, because I'm about to die, because the mob is coming for me.
Well, I'm sorry Vijaya dies. She won't be here for season 3.
Spoiler alert!
Wait till you see our new cast member. It'll be great.
It's not going to be great. It's going to be the worst.
We're going to replace the ethnic cast member with another ethnic cast member.
Yeah.
And hope that no one notices.
Then you can cast another minority member. As minority as this, but I guess you could, technically.
Thank you, everybody. I hope you enjoyed the Quidditch Cup.
Everyone, please, you did not enjoy
it. Please stop yelling at me.
That was very, you guys, that was pretty competitive, I'm going to say.
That was extremely competitive.
I feel like we really upped the ante from last year, and I don't know what it was. I don't know if over these past 18 weeks we've just been eating pepper. I don't know what makes you really aggressive.
We literally were more aggressive this time than we were last time.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, we were pretty passive last time.
Extremely.
We were like kind of. But you know what?
You know the funniest part is? I think we were worse. I think we were worse. More aggressive, but worse.
Oh yeah.
I don't know.
I was better this time than last time when I came in last place. So.
I did the opposite too. Michael and I just did the, Bajaya is holding steady at second. Michael and I just flip-flopping.
I'm just at second. No progress or no decrease. I just want to let people know that we actually were like super competitive this time. Way more than last time.
Yeah.
Like in real life. We're not just saying that. I was ready to murder Michael.
I gave it last place last time and I did not. I wanted to not come in last place again. So I was probably more competitive than I needed to be. So stop.
I'm ready to quit this podcast.
Please stop yelling at me.
Next time I'm bringing the hard questions. Next time I'm not going easy on you fools.
You didn't go easy. Those questions were hard.
We all brought really hard questions. Yes. Well, anyway, thank you guys. We'll see you next season for a new Quizzitch Cup challenge.
Woo! Yeah, fuck you all. I hate you all.
I love everyone.
Not you all as in the listeners, but you all as in Michael and Sarah.
Me?
No,
I came in last place.
Because I want to beat you.
Okay, fine. But you did beat me.
Not once.
Chapter 18, Dobby's Reward. So, you know, they get out of the Chamber of Secrets, everyone's hugging, they're asking Harry how he did it, and Dumbledore's all like, oh, I know that Tom Riddle is Voldemort, no one else knew it, but I totally knew it, and I didn't tell anyone, which is, you know, that's fine. But he was telling Harry, you know, Tom was head boy, he was so smart, he was an amazing student, and not surprisingly, I guess, because he grew up to be a super smart villain. Ginny is obviously very upset. She feels like she's going to be expelled, but they're not going to punish her, of course, because the poor girl didn't really do anything. She wasn't really in her right mind. All the petrified students and ghosts and animals are restored to their former selves. Yay! Thanks to some mandrakes, some very conveniently placed mandrakes. Harry and Ron don't get expelled either because they never get expelled no matter what they do. apparently, it's fine to break every single rule and endanger yourself in every way, but that's okay. Not only do they not get expelled, but they get special award for services to the school, which is a thing, apparently. And they each get 200 points for Gryffindor. I remember a saying, like, last year when they defeated Voldemort, or when Harry defeated Voldemort, they got, like, 50 points. 200? Yeah. That's like, a fairly... Inflation? I don't know what happened between two years. Anyway, so Dumbledore is talking with Harry separately after this, and he says, you know, you must have shown great loyalty, Harry, because Fox wouldn't come otherwise. Harry's like, well, that's great, but I'm really worried because Voldemort / Tom Riddle told me that we're so much alike, and I don't think I'm like him, but I'm really worried because the Sorting Hat was going to put me in Slytherin, and then I asked it to put me in Gryffindor, and I can speak Parseltongue, so am I like Voldemort?
And Dumbledore's like, remember, like, 8 chapters back when I asked you if there was anything you wanted to tell me? This is the shit I was talking about.
He's like, literally everything that's happened to you this past year, you did not tell me about. You heard dumb voices. Like, we could have mitigated so much pain. Like, what did you learn anything last year? No. Guys, this is why we tell people things. This is why we get therapists. Okay. And Dumbledore is like, yeah, Voldemort speaks Parseltongue, but that's because the night that he tried to murder you as a tiny baby, some of his powers got transferred to you into your scar, kind of, I guess. Well, whatever. So he has some of Voldemort's superpowers, which
put a pin
includes
on that.
A Parseltongue. But I don't think, yeah, we're going to put lots of pins on that. but I don't think language is a power, but okay. Anyway.
But maybe like parcel tongue is because it seems to be genetic.
It's not learned. It's
genetic. Yeah, that's kind of strange. There's no language that's just genetic. So that's interesting.
It's magic, Sarah.
Okay. No, I'm just saying it's interesting. Not that it's not
magic.
Good. This is also the point where Dumbledore says one of his more famous quotes, which is, "It is our choices, Harry, that show us what we truly are, for far more than our abilities." So, which means that Harry chose Gryffindor, and so he's a Gryffindor. And then Dumbledore's like, "Hey, you're worried about being Slytherin? Here's some proof." He pulls out that sword that Harry stabbed the giant snake with, and he turns it over. He's like, "Check out this name engraved in the sword is Godric Gryffindor." He is the OG, the original Gryffindor, guys. Like, he is him. So only a true Gryffindor could pull the sword out of the hat. The sword out of the stone? No, the sword out of
is
the hat.
Is that the sword that Godric Gryffindor rented while he was alive and now belongs
to... to the goblins? Yes, that is correct. And now Harry has a mark on his head and... I almost said Grindelhook. What's his name?
Grindel?
No, the hook. No? Hook.
Grip hook?
Grip hook. Thank you.
Grip hook.
Grindelhook.
I had Grindelwald and Grip hook are combined in my head. This bodes well for next season of the Quidditch Cup. has a mark on his head. Anyway, Harry leaves Dumbledore, he walks away from Dumbledore, who's working on a posting for a new Defense Against the Dark Arts professor because he can't keep that position to save their life. And on his way out, he runs into none other than Lucius Malfoy.
Oh, boy.
Who, guess who he has with him?
Draco.
Dobby.
Dobby?
What?
That's right. There?
Dobby is the Malfoy's house elf. This whole time, we didn't have any clue, not an inkling.
Dobby's been trying to kill Harry
on
Lucius's order?
Yeah, he's totally trying to murder Harry because Lucius told him to. No, Bajaya, he's trying to save him. That's why he's had to iron his hands so many times. Anyway, so Lucius is mad at Dumbledore because he's back and he's like, "Didn't the governors like unseat you?" And Dumbledore is like, "I wasn't suspended, and it seems that all of the governors were you know, told that their families were going to die in garbage fires if they didn't suspend me." And so this whole time, though, Dobby is like pointing to Mr. Malfoy, and like the diary, and is like, it's his. And so, Dumbledore says something like, "Oh, I wonder how that book got into Ms. Weasley's, cauldron or whatever." And basically he's like, "You're a dick. You did a real bad thing." And so Lucius storms off all mad, and Harry turns to Dumbledore. He's like, "Hey, that diary that was Malfoy's, clearly, can I give it back to him?" He's like, "Yeah, definitely." So he takes a sock off and he sticks it in there like some gross ass bookmark. And he brings it to Malfoy, to Mr. Malfoy, Monsieur Lucius Malfoy. And he opens it up. He's like, "Ah, oh, what's this gross sock?" And he throws it because he's very dramatic. And Dobby, like a beautiful outfielder, catches it. And he's like, I'm free, I have a sock, I'm free. And Malfoy is like, "No!" And Harry's like, "Yeah!" So they all have a great feast, obviously, because every book ends with a feast. Everything in life should basically end with a feast. Gryffindor wins the house cup because they have a trillion points for breaking all the rules. Defense Against the Dark Arts is canceled for the rest of the term because apparently there's not a single substitute in the entire wizarding world to take over that for the rest of the season. They're heading back to the Hogwarts Express and all of a sudden they're like thinking, Ginny actually came up to us earlier and wanted to tell us something. You know, this, maybe she was trying to tell us about being possessed. And Ginny, what was your secret? And she's like, "Oh, Percy has a girlfriend. It's Penelope Clearwater. And they all laugh. And they head off to the Hogwarts Express. And they wave goodbye. And they have the summer ahead of them. Harry's going to have a horrible time. But third year is yet to come.
Dun, dun, dun.
Wow. And that was, that's it. That's it, guys. That's the end of the book.
Another book. Holy cow. That's it.
I feel like that was like anticlimactic. But they had a feast.
Percy's, they got a million points?
Percy's got a side piece? Yeah, whatever.
Ravenclaw, eh?
Hey-o. I don't even really have any questions other than it seems like the laws of letting go of your house elf are very, very tenuous, you know? Like, you could just be throwing something one day, like, hey, I'm out of socks, honey. Could you throw me that pair right there? And, like, Dobby could have, like, intercepted it and been free this whole time.
Does it, I don't know. If it hits the ground first, right. Like, can it bounce?
That's my question. Yeah, exactly. The floor is made of lava, and if a sock touches it, it disintegrates.
I also have a question about the sock throwing and Dobby catching thing.
Yeah.
It seems like there should be intent behind giving of a piece of clothing. Like, because that could happen all the time with your house elf at home, right? You could just be, right. Like, throwing it. If you're like, just say your house elf is in your room getting laundry and you
That's toss, what I'm saying.
Yeah. If you toss it at him, but meant to toss it into the hamper and he catches it, I feel like there should be intent behind the throwing of
that's
the
what
sock.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you could just intercept it one day when you're just like tossing something across the room. I don't know, I throw my shoes all the time.
Well, what if you're like, hey Dobby, take my carry-on bag down to the front entryway, and you hand him your carry-on bag. You've just given him a lot of clothes,
all of your clothing. Yeah. And your toothbrush.
Yeah. And
I mean,
5 ounces or less liquids.
I also, exactly. Like, he has less than 3 ounces of so many of your liquids. He has, like, exactly. Face wash, he has deodorant, he has your potion. Whole life. He has your poly, Felicious, fridge. Felix Felicius, thank you. I was like, anyway, all of this to say, the rules need to be a little bit more concrete for me. Yeah. I also was thinking about the houses, and I realize that the convenience and the, I guess the structural, not importance, but maybe the advantages of having houses. It's kind of like having homerooms or having, you know, a team, like in high school, they rotate. I don't know how people do it in other countries and in the UK, Canada, wherever. But, you know, like you have your set group of teachers. Like it's helpful in terms of organizing students. But why are they so set upon having very distinct characteristics that are attached to it? Like, why can't it be just like you count to four, you know, like every fourth student gets to be in a house? Because like Harry is so weighed down by the fact that he could have been a Slytherin, and he doesn't feel like he should be a Gryffindor. And I feel like there's so many, and you know, Ginny was luckily a Gryffindor and all this stuff because her whole family is, but if she had been put into, you know, Hufflepuff or Ravenclaw, what would her family have? How would she have felt? I feel like it's just a lot of pressure.
The Weasleys definitely would have felt pressure because of their family history in Gryffindor, and especially like their older brothers succeeding in Gryffindor so much. But I think if it was like any other family, it wouldn't have been a big deal. But I think like most of the people that attend Hogwarts probably go into it, like, if they know anything about the houses, probably go into it wishing, like, hoping that they're not sorted into Slytherin, because everybody thinks that all evil wizards come from, Slytherin house, and the right. only people that want to go to be in Slytherin are, like, Draco and Crabbe and Goyle and Knott and blah, 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 blah.
I don't know. I just feel like that's a very... I feel like that's a lot of pressure for kids to have to worry about. For no reason, really.
That's true.
I mean, other than... Also, it puts you with, like, your own kind, which seems to me not a great way to run anything.
But it's so much easier to label people.
You're right, Michael. I'm sorry.
And on that note, let's wrap this book up. Let's have a whole segment where we just talk about how we feel about this book. What do you think?
I think that's a good idea. Let's do it.
Well, let's play some music and then we'll come back and do that.
Okay, let's dance.
Hey, we're back with our final segment of the entire second season. Oh my gosh.
Like, can what? You
believe it? No, I can't believe it. Like, honestly, this is weird, but we're done with the second book already. That's a lot. We have quite a few episodes under our belt right now.
We do. And hopefully our Kickstarter's going really well because I want to make season 3.
I don't want to beg, guys, but God.
Please.
This is like the pressure of being sorted into the right house. It's a lot for me.
Yeah, there's only one more week and then it's all over.
I know you all want a hand-knitted sweater from me. Or sweater, a scarf from me.
Are you trying
to not want a hand-knitted sweater
from me. Mrs. Weasley.
It would take
I want a scarf. I'm going to give it to my own Kickstarter, I think, because I really want a scarf bad. It's it's fall. It's not even almost fall. It is
Michael
fall.
Michael already has a hand.
I have a very nice
what?
Scarf.
How come Michael has one?
Because.
He looked like Fred first.
I got one
this
for
makes
Christmas.
Me mad. But I'm your friend better.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all.
Which I did say that I had to did say that I had to send it to you, which I thought was not cool.
The Wizardhood of the Traveling Scarf, guys.
Yeah, let's talk about this book.
The knitter with chooses a scarf. let's talk about this book.
Last week,
what was your overall impression about this book?
It's better than the movie.
I agree with that.
100%.
I still, you know what? I've read it so many times. I really like it's Harry Potter and I love it.
Mm.
It's not.
It's the least. It's still the least good. Yeah, our episode one fears, I think, were confirmed. It's the least good Harry Potter book.
Like you said, like, you know, it's like the least good of a great thing, but it's significantly below whatever book you think precedes it. I feel like it's almost unanimously people's. I mean, I'm interested to hear people who think it is their favorite book because I genuinely like would like to hear their opinion. But I feel like it's almost unanimously everyone's least favorite book.
It's got everything stacked against it, right? Because like you have a smash hit, your sophomore attempt. It's always like hard, right? It's always hard to live up to that first book. She wasn't. At this point, I think it's pretty clear. You could tell me I'm wrong, but like she doesn't have all 7 books worked out at this point.
Fleshed out.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
I think she saw the end, but she didn't know a lot of she hadn't planned out a lot of the middle.
I really do feel like, and I mean, I'm sure we'll get to it when we get to later books. Please God, let us get to later books, guys. I think when you get to like 3 and 4, it really like there's a significant shift in tone and feel and thought, and I think it's because she really, really at that point thinks out the rest of the series, and I don't think it's there yet.
And I think at that, like, I think she's just fighting to make a book at this point. By the time this one is done, they're like, yeah, you're going to make all these books. These are these are selling real good. You make it's these like, books, please.
To me, this almost feels, and I mean, maybe this is an unfair comparison, but to me, this book almost feels like a clip show episode of a sitcom or something where you have to, no, you know, like you have to recap everything that happened in the series up to this point because there's so many, literally everything, you know, it's like, well, you know where we can get all these books? Diagon Alley. Diagon Alley is this. You know, like everything has to be re-explained to because I do think that it was – people weren't anticipating it being a series. And, and I mean, correct me if I'm really, really wrong. There were some – I mean, there were obviously a lot of series prior to this and in the 80s and 90s and whatever. But I don't think there was a series – like I think that now there's, you know, like – the Hunger Games, there's the Divergent series, there's all of these series like Percy Jackson, the furry like young adults that are clearly series. And when they start out, there is this sort of, it's the new Harry Potter, I feel like is often sort of what it's lauded as. And prior to that, I mean, even, you know, I've read Nancy Drew like till I went blue when I was a kid, but none of it I don't think is sort of, I think, no, but I think, I honestly think that she was, she was like,
because it rhymed. Sorry.
I didn't even mean that. But I just think that it was kind of the first really crazy phenomenon that I don't know started at a series, as a series.
I think a lot of books before that, and I mean, I'm sure there's, I haven't researched this. Stop yelling at me on the internet. But I have a feeling a lot of like the sort of the big popular series were things where you could just pull one off the shelf and read it and it could stand by itself.
Right. I mean, with like exception of like, Lord of the serial. Rings. Right. Right. I mean, Lord of the Rings obviously is sort of an exception to that. But it's also, that's also a book when you read like the separate entities. There's a lot of re-explaining and talking about different. And I mean, like The Hobbit obviously came before that. So then like, oh, I'm going to write this whole series after it. And it's that same kind of, you have the initial book and then you're like, oh, I'm going to write a series now. And I definitely, I think you definitely feel that with this book.
Yeah. Yep. So I don't know. I think she's still aiming at a younger audience in this book. And
I don't think she has fleshed out all the darkness either.
Yeah, it's still very light, but
it doesn't have the magic of the first book.
Yeah, I agree. And I think
she'll get it.
Yeah,
she does. Spoiler
alert, don't worry.
The books get so much better.
Yeah, no, and I think that, you know, we talked about, you know, Percy's girlfriend as a red herring and all this stuff. There's some very obvious like, plot devices that are in this that just aren't in any of the other books, you know? I mean, the first book obviously has some stuff that's like, oh, Professor Quirrell, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. But more of sort of a, I don't know. It's not quite the same. You're not quite expecting it. And this one's less that way.
Man, what if Dumbledore had just decided to tell Harry about the Horcrux, him being a Horcrux in this book? He's like, Harry, the reason you can speak Parcel Tongue is a little bit of Voldemort is inside of you. And you're going to have to kill yourself.
And not in a sexy way, in a disturbing way.
I don't think it'd be sexy. Harry's a little baby.
And
Sarah,
actually, it, like,
you're,
no,
you're on a list now, Sarah.
Sorry. Sorry, guys. I read too much fan fiction. To that point, though, I think that obviously she can't go back and rewrite this. And I'm sure that she in some ways probably would want to make it more in line with the rest of the series. But it kind of does make Dumbledore, when you get to the later books, I mean, and we'll discuss this, but I feel like it does make him a little, Dumbledore, a little bit more deceitful and manipulative, just because theoretically he knows a lot of stuff right now that he's not sharing or helping Harry with, even if he's not explicitly telling him what's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I will say that I did really, there were some things that I do like about this book, though.
Oh, sure. It's not like it's unpleasant to read. It's still a very good book.
Like the whole mystery of why people are being petrified and not killed, I think that that's a really clever sort of, you know, Hermione saw it through the mirror, Justin saw him through Nearly Headless Nick.
This Baskeless has terrible luck.
He's the worst
he
luck.
He keeps coming across people and animals, and I won't look at him.
He's like, God damn, all these reflective surfaces. It's like a goddamn disco in here. But I think that's kind of clever and fun.
Yeah.
So where does this book stand for you in the hierarchy of books 1 through 7?
God, it's still the last book.
Oh yeah, last one.
And
we don't hate. This is not our absolute worst. That book that we hate of all books in the world, but of all the Harry Potter books. So yeah. Please don't.
Which are amazing.
Please don't send us howlers.
I can't wait to read book 3 because I love book 3.
I know many people whose book 3 is their favorite book, and I really enjoy it. And I think we'll talk about this probably when we go into book 3. But I think it's kind of the tone shift in it is really extraordinary. And I think that that's kind of when it really kicks into gear. And like the last 3 through 7 are my favorites. I mean, I love 1 because there's nothing that's going to be the magic and like the feeling of that. But yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I think that was it, guys. We're done with book 2.
We've done 2 seasons. Oh, my God.
If you liked our first and second season, please consider going to Kickstarter and supporting us for season 3.
Yeah, I'm hoping that we've hit our goal by now, but maybe we haven't. So if we haven't, please
help us out. Maybe we need you to push us over the edge.
Help us out and make us, sorry, I can't hear you, help us make a season 3.
I just got married a month or so ago, so I'm really poor. So I need monies to pay rent so I can do season 3.
I need validation from outside forces, so I need you to be nice to me.
That would be great. Go to geeklyinc.com/potterpod, and you'll get popped right over to Kickstarter. Just search in Kickstarter. And I hope to see y'all in the live. If you're listening to this when it comes out, sorry for you people in the future. But if you're listening to this when it comes out, come hang out with us next week and when we play Fiasco. It's gonna be so much fun.
I love it. Go to Twitch and watch it and join in the chat because everybody in the chat is awesome. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that'd be fun.
Twitch.tv/GeeklyInc or follow us on Twitter and we'll tell you.
I'm horrible at Twitter, but if you kickstart, I will tweet at you. I will tweet at you an emoji.
Well, that's a promise.
That is a promise.
All right. Thank you, everybody. We'll hopefully see you in a few weeks.
Bye. Aloha, Mora.
Back with more iTunes reviews. Miss Lex 13 says, my favorite podcast. I'm begging, please, 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 please keep doing this podcast. You guys have the best commentary and always make me laugh. It's inspired me to begin a reread of the Harry Potter series and fall in love with them all over again. I'm still checking my mailbox in case my letter got lost somehow 14 years ago. Cheers.
It probably did. Don't worry.
Token Filipino 08 from the United States, who's a very nice person, says, best Harry Potter podcast ever. Witty yet playful banter. Fill this podcast as Sarah Bajaya and Michael retell the epic story of Harry Potter and his many hijinks. The beauty of their well-crafted commentary can only be matched by the hosts themselves, all of which are hilarious and beautiful.
Aww.
Love you all. Stop. Keep up the fantastic work. Anxiously waiting season 2. Token Filipino.
You've inspired Bajaya so much. She choked on her heart. It went too high in her throat because she was so moved. It grew 7 sizes and she choked.
I died.
And she died. Sorry. Thanks for your review. You killed her.
Nika BSG 75 from the United States says, best Harry podcast Potter, best Harry Potter podcast. This is literally the best Harry Potter podcast that is out there. Almost everyone is extremely knowledgeable and funny, except Sarah and Bungie Shasha. Michael
said.
Is the best. If I were any of the hosts' house elf and they tried to give me a sock, I would give it right back so I could hang out with them all forever. Keep on making that magic. Hashtag wizard sleeve. Michael is the best, and I can't believe how great he is all the time.
Stop.
That's what it says. Also, did you guys know Nika is 41 years old?
Oh, my God.
Is she?
She
looks
so good.
Yeah, Nika BSG 75. Her birthday is in 1975.
She looks so good for her age.
Don't talk shit about my girlfriend. I love you, Nika.
J-Mac Paddywhack from the United States says, it was fate. I've listened to many Geekly Inc. content. Many of the Geekly Inc. content, i.e. Cast of Thrones, D&D, Random Encounters, and lots more. Between many of these episodes, I decided to read the Harry Potter series for the third time since I love it so much. About a week after I finished the seventh book, what new content do I see? A Harry Potter podcast. I would definitely call that fate. I love everything you all do and can't wait for more. P.S. I would smoke all of you in Quidditch Cup. Just saying.
Yeah, I don't
you don't understand. No. You don't understand what it's the pressure is like. Like, people think they can just do Quidditch.
It's crippling.
Yeah,
my
nervous.
Palms were literally sweating last time we did it.
This is serious. So nervous. I couldn't handle it.
I think as the years, the seasons go by, one of us is gonna die of a heart attack.
At least we were all good sports.
this is true. Or. Mediocre sports, active. I don't even know if we can say active.
At least no one actively tried to,
throw us off our quiz game. We all stopped being mad at each other after about a month.
I don't know. There's still some residual Phoenix angst going on here.
A little resentment here and there. Sputnik's BFF from the United States says, 5 out of 5 chocolate frogs.
Yummy.
If you love Harry Potter and fun, this podcast is for you. Every episode is like a HP book. Witty, funny, thought-provoking, and has a dash of good old-fashioned competition. Do your ears a favor and subscribe.
Dude, so Sputnik's BFF is American?
That's what it says.
Is that how the Cold War ended? That's so sweet.
I mean, they use American iTunes. Henry Hashtour from the USA says, worst Percy Jackson podcast ever. Thank you for continuing the show. I do not know how to read, but I am so happy I get to experience these books vicariously through you. Also, Hufflepuff is the team instinct of the wizarding world.
Yes! Guess whose team instinct? This girl. Yeah, you know it.
Got it.
Yeah, that was a burn. I don't know if you know that or not.
No, it was pride. I'm a Hufflepuff and a Team Instinct, so you can all suck it.
Thank you all for those iTunes reviews. They really help us immensely in the iTunes rankings
and
such.
And we love you.
So. And it makes us also not want to kill ourselves, so that's great.
So yeah, if you could go on, I know it like takes a lot of extra effort as somebody who doesn't like to make extra effort to rate things, but it's really appreciated.
Right. And you can also do it on Stitcher too if you hate iTunes. I know a lot of people hate iTunes.
Oh.
Yeah, you can go on Stitcher as well. Those will pop up in our feed. So
awesome.
Do that thing.
Do that.
Thank you for joining us for You're a Wizard, Harry. Want to help out? Go to iTunes and leave us a 5-star rating and review. Want to get in touch? Email us at potterpod@geeklyinc.com or follow us on Twitter at potterpod or geeklyinc. And individually, you can find me at ThriftyNerd.
I'm Vijaya Shrestha, and you can find me on Twitter at Ethnic Ninja.
I am Sarah Tompkins, and you should hit me up at HerLadyTompkins.
Editing help this week by Alan Matthews. Our podcast art is created by Jesse Carlton. You can find more of his work at J! On Instagram. And our music is created by Sean Fagan. Find more of his music at soundcloud.com/sleepyfish.